Hello. Is anybody there? I can barely hear you.
Are you ready to start, Don?
Yeah, we're good. I think so.
Are we on the air?
Well, do you want me to get us on the air?
I have some guests to say hello. From New Jersey.
New Jersey, all right.
Are we on the air yet?
We are? We are. Welcome to the Don and Wynn Show, folks.
This is Cosmic Dysfunctional Talk Radio at its best.
That's right.
And this is Wynn and my co-host, Don Newsom. And
pleasure to be with you.
Actually, I'm the co-host because you own the station, okay? So this is Wynn and my master co-host.
You know, you keep telling people that. I'm probably going to have a hit list out there after me.
Okay. I'm the Don on the station. Really, he has, he just is hired now. He follows orders. None of it is his idea. Okay? Right? In fact,
Don't insist I own anything, do anything, say anything.
It's run by a team of porpoises.
That's right.
Dolphins, okay? So listen, Don, I am at the 2012...
That's illusion, folks.
I am at the 2000... Oh, God.
This is going to be a fun one.
I am at the 2012 Festival and Conference in Los Angeles.
Right.
And so, as you can hear, we have a moment of urgency. Car alarms going off in parking lots. And I was just talking to a couple of strangers, they're not strangers anymore, about some of my work. And but I'm not going to hog this, Don. You wanted to say something to our audience, so I'm going to turn it over to you. And let me know when you feel I should integrate myself. I'll put myself on mute, okay?
Folks, am I the only one feeling weird about that?
I'm on mute now, Don, so go ahead.
Well, I'm glad you're not close to me, being on me the way you are. Folks, you know, I had the best opportunity, and I must say thank you to Jara and to Dennis for that fabulous interview that you gave Doug. I listened to it. I tuned into that interview with Dreampath on Station 3. I was stunned. You know, the beauty of Jara and Dennis is they capture the essence of the interview. You're so good at what you do. I mean, not only, I could brag on your beauty, because you're just radiant people in every single thing about you. And I know we're family. But I like to just let you know things that maybe you don't know. And that is, you're exceptional. Exceptional people in what you do, how you do it. You know, you've proven me wrong. I've told you, you've done that. Just amazing the quality of work that you put together in your program. Amazing. And I truly enjoy listening to every interview now, which means I'm going to have to take time to go and listen to some of the past ones now. Which I'll do, happily. I mean, I am truly amazed. Thank you. So that's really what I wanted to say. I'm just really stunned. I mean, listening to my brother shocked me. Not because I don't know him, but because every time I listen to him, I just love to hear him. And I don't often let him speak enough. Doug, here's to you. I love you. I really do. It's back to the Don and Wynn Show. Wynn? You out there?
Don, are you there?
I'm here.
Are you looking for me, Don?
I am.
Are you looking for me, Don?
I am.
You finished your thing?
I did my thing.
So, I'll tell you where I am right now.
I bet you weren't even listening.
I am here in Hollywood and Vine. In Hollywood, okay?
Oh, all right.
And there's a gentleman named Jay Widener who put on this 2012 conference.
Right.
And I'm not a speaker. They were thinking of me, but they just to come, and probably the next one will do. I'll be a speaker. But he has people like John Major Jenkins and Daniel Pinchback, and probably about 800 to 1,000 people in there. They, you know,
they all seekers too,
listening to everything. So now everyone's taking a dinner break, and I'm in the parking lot, and I'm talking to two people, one from New Jersey. And are you from Jersey too? Now, okay, where did you guys meet? You met. Was it love at first sight? It was. Okay. So, this is your pickup truck, right? So we're leaning on this guy's pickup truck. He's from New Jersey. Is her pickup truck? She's supporting you?
Yes.
She is? You're a musician, right?
Not just for their love.
Just for their love. You're a lucky man. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to get the levels right, but I think.
What's
I got
that done?
It. Huh? Now the thing.
Well,
nothing. Sorry. I'm trying to get your levels right, but you keep clipping it.
Does they have a channel? A radio?
It's on the internet, okay?
Internet?
You'll know him because he's kind of obnoxious. He can be very...
Alexia?
Do you know Alexia, Don?
Alexia.
No.
No.
What's your name?
Eric
Neef. Okay, this is Eric Neef. He's from New Jersey. He just came from the 2012 conference.
Right.
He's leaving early. But we can put him on the air. Should we put him on the air? Ask him what he thinks of 2012 and what's going to happen, okay?
All right, sure. Why not? Right. Get
okay.
on the air here, buddy.
This is one of our things.
Get on here with us.
Where Don and I are not going to fight the whole hour, and I'm going to walk around, and we're going to talk to people about what's really happening in 2012, okay? Or what they think.
You know, I truly hope our audience feels as weirdly indifferent about this show as I do.
Well, you know, if they want to hang up, they can. You know, I mean, so what? We have low ratings. Who cares? You know, Don, at least we get through the hour and we keep each other entertained, right?
Yeah. Wow, you have a very narrow concept of our show.
Hey, Don.
Love it. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Welcome to the Win and Don Show.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Happy to be here.
So, what's going to happen? And let's beat around the bush a bit.
Excuse me?
Never mind. We'll go straight for it. What's going to happen in 2008?
What's going to happen in 2008? I think that we're all starting to get the information and the message that it's time for all of us to come together and celebrate love.
Okay. How about 2009?
The same thing. I think that leading up, you know, from here on out, that's what it's all about. I think that we're all
stairway to heaven sort of thing.
I love, and we're just every day we're going through experiences to learn more about ourselves, to be able to express that love more freely.
We're on the stairway to heaven.
And the closer that we get to that, the better we feel, the happier everybody is, and we'll live in a peaceful environment.
You know, I like the way you do things. I wouldn't pay you for a prediction, but I like the way you do things.
Cool. I'm glad you like it. That means I'm thinking the right stuff.
No, I tend to agree with you. I truly do. I absolutely agree with you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm happy to be speaking to a fellow brother on the phone here.
Well, it comes down to pardon me, it comes down to really that flavor of responsibility, doesn't it? Love.
Yeah, that's right. Taking responsibility and for your actions and your thoughts and choosing to walk this path. That's what it's all about.
Exactly.
Really, it's such a relief to be at a gathering like this, to know that there's, you know, about 800 or 1,000 people in this area that are, you know, really interested in this information and are willing and have the courage to do something about it, to be a part of this shift. I guess that's what they're calling it. So I think it's a wonderful day, beautiful day, and I know that this message will be spread across the land pretty quickly in the near future.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Here, I'll give you kind of what I think that means. I think that means that the 100th monkey theory doesn't begin at a critical point. It's happening right now.
Yeah, that's okay. Right.
In various degrees of energy.
Yeah, I'd like to share with you a bit of information. I work with a group of people, which you're going to be hearing about probably in the next few months, called the U Group. And we have a number of technologies in our company of wind and solar power, desalination, and hydroponics. And we're going to be launching this year with a new structured water to get this message out about what's going on with 2012. And it's a mission and about love and bringing people together. And we're going to be launching all over America with a free concert, giving out information.
You need to call me. I actually tapped into a couple groups that are doing things similar and on a global scale.
Yeah, exactly.
And you guys might want to chat.
Yeah, I would love to. I mean, I think that it's really, we're stronger in numbers. So if there's anybody out there that is like-minded and looking to raise awareness on what we're talking about here.
I don't know what you're talking about, but that's kind of like they're trying to do it, and they're doing it in interesting ways.
Uh-huh. All right, well, that sounds great.
Thank you for having me. Get my phone number.
Oh, we don't have the website's in construction. Yeah. But you'll be hearing about it. My name's Eric Neese. I've been in the entertainment industry for about 15 years and in front of the camera. And
you like it?
Yeah, we're getting ready to launch a really big movement. So it's very exciting.
Excellent.
So look out for the U Group.
Excellent. Excellent. Hey, we will.
All
pleasure.
Right.
You bet.
All right. Thank you. God bless you. Have
God
a great night.
God bless, my friend.
Okay. Oh, no. That was broken. Don? Are you there, Don?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, don't be annoyed.
I'm not annoyed.
All right. You're supposed to buy my book.
I'm just trying to adjust your levels.
Give me 20 bucks.
Because...
How's that for a close? I'm going to throw in 2 free CDs. We're on the air now. Well, you know what? You'll really appreciate this. And you know what else? Hang on a second. Yeah. Don, are you there?
Yeah, you know, out of all the shows that we produce, producing our own has got to be the hardest.
This is the first time I've ever sold a book on the air. Huh?
You sold a book on the air?
Right now, to Eric, yeah. Eric. You get it.
Jeez. That guy should get a medal, not a book.
Eric, here's
one of your books?
CD of a current channeling. Don, I'll be right with you.
Well, as you can see, folks, Wynn has gone and sold another book. He did that. Excellent. Excellent, Wynn. Go for it, man. You go for it. Jara, I love you. You are you got to consider this. How two people like you two come together and get so lucky to know each other. Because you and Dennis are two wonderfully glowing people. And you think alike, you act alike, you enjoy the same things, you dabble, you're creative. What a partnership. And I love the show. And Doug, you're profound. You really are. Every time I listen to you, I just love to listen to you. I've actually gone and reread some of the Bible to Awareness, because it's interesting how much you forget. I mean, I almost forgot everything I ever wrote. Isn't that bizarre? I mean, the stuff that just came out of me was just... And now I forget. I mean, I don't forget. It somehow sinks way down deep. As maybe wisdom, you don't really forget somehow. But a lot of the words and, the way it was written, yeah, totally eludes me. So it's almost like rereading something somebody else wrote. In fact, it's exactly like that. It's like reading somebody else's work. Bizarre. Well, folks, I think Wynn might have hung up on us. I think he did. I think you were just hung up on by my co-host. I don't know. How would you take it? I mean, you're taking it, aren't you? He hung up on you. I mean, he did the same to me, but now I can't reach him.
You have reached the Sprint CCS voicemail box of...
Wynn.
That's just to prove what I'm trying to tell you. That he not only hung up, but now he's dishing you. Or disking you. You know, I don't know all these new words kids use these days. They got so many of them. I had a bunch of them in the old days. Can't remember any of them either because, you know, they were usually pretty arrogant, foolish sayings. But when you're young, we're going to try them one more time, and then we're going to leave them be. You know, we could actually try a call-in show or something. Somebody could actually call in for a change, you mean. That's too much to hope for. Oh, there he is. Oh, well, there you go. All right.
Don, God bless you. Don?
Yeah, I'm here.
I am sorry. I'm screwing up today.
Hey, it's not unusual to be you.
This is Cosmic Dysfunctional Radio at its best. See you guys later. And this is Wynn on Hollywood and Vine. Your man on the street, one of our exciting...
Your man on the street?
We
is
haven't
that kind of like Instant Man or something?
We haven't done a man
what
on
is the street.
We haven't done a man on the street show for a while, have we?
What is that? What is that?
Huh?
Man on the street show?
Well, I'm walking.
It
down
sounds
the
like a lonely show.
I am walking down the street. I'm walking down. That's a good name for a show, isn't it?
I don't think you'd probably get a lot of participation.
No, it's kind of a reality show. What's going on?
It'd be like naming a show nobody listens.
Well, we already have that.
Nobody listens. Radio Network or something.
No, we have listeners. Watch. We'll have them call us. Call us. We have listeners out there that want to participate.
I think maybe we probably have listeners. I just don't think they want to participate.
We have listeners, but they're scared of us?
I would be scared of you. I am scared of you.
You're scared of me?
You're something to be scared of.
I don't think so.
No, come on. Admit it. You're a fearful bastard.
So here we are.
Or was that fearsome?
We are on Hollywood and Vine. We're crossing the street. Don, you would like to know that there's a lot of beautiful women crossing the street.
That I always like to know. Only, and folks, by the way, if you don't tune in to Dream Path every Saturday, every other Saturday, excuse me, on Station 3 before our show, it runs from 5 to 6 Pacific time. Catch it. You're going to love it. So do check out Dream Path. Fantastic. I can't say enough about it. So anyways, go ahead.
Are you doing a commercial?
I tried to throw a really neat commercial in there at such a bad time that it just flopped.
Okay, I just
got so I got to do it again.
Listen, I'm walking back.
You gotta let me do it again.
I don't know if you know this, but you are fuzzy.
What?
I mean, your voice is fuzzy.
Oh.
Now, you're going to hear me walk through a crowd right now because I'm going back into the festival, or the 2012 festival, and
I think you're the one with a hairy voice.
Huh?
Hairy.
Stamps, all those details, pushed that into clay, and I was done in 3 months. In fact, I'm excited. In doing that,
what we're doing is, you can hear the crowd noise. We're just going to lean into people's conversations and let you guys hear what people are talking about coming out of the 2012 festival. Are you there, Don?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I don't know. Let's see. We see cameras. There's a crowd of people around the door.
I think the I honestly believe the audience is weird out as I am. I mean, I got to listen to this the whole program.
You guys are on the air right now.
Huh?
You're on the air.
Oh, all right.
I let you know. Were you at the conference?
Yeah.
Did you learn anything new?
Well, we were just talking about that actually, and this is something like for a number of us, a lot of. So it's sort of preaching to the choir, and the people who come here are fairly deeply invested in a lot of the ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, each speaker kind of had 90% of the 99% of the information and stuff that I already had, but then they put it to something together in just this one way, then thing, and all of a sudden I had a clear insight into something that was very helpful. So, yeah.
Yeah.
More of helping us remember what we're here for.
Check out my website. I probably have another 10%.
Yeah.
Okay. Take care. God bless you all.
I didn't even get to say goodbye to him.
Huh?
You didn't even let me say goodbye to him. I mean, I don't even feel like a part of the show right now.
I wish I could understand you, okay? you know who Daniel Pinchback is?
Yeah, no.
Huh?
But we do have a caller on the air.
You had a what?
We have a caller on the air. A caller. You know, one of the one of those people that pick up a phone.
Okay.
Try to call us.
Let me go to a quiet place here and pick up. Let's hear the caller.
Oh, no wonder you can't hear me. And you're blaming me, and now you got to go somewhere else to hear me?
Well, I can walk through the crowd. There's a lot of interesting people here. There's some famous people here.
Famous?
Yeah.
Maybe one of them called in. You don't know. I don't either.
You know, I'll tell you, Don, you sound like you're talking through a bunch of oatmeal.
How's that? No?
I don't know.
Better?
I don't know.
No.
Your voice is all
better?
Your voice is distorted.
How's that?
I have
is that better?
I don't know.
Does that sound better?
Wait a second.
You sound fine to me.
Well, look at that.
He sounds fine to you?
Yes.
So he sounds good on the air, but he doesn't sound good over the phone.
Well, not over a cell that you're running around trying to pick up hot Hollywood babes with a cell phone. No, I won't sound good to you. In fact, I doubt I'll ever sound good to you. Who are you?
I'm in a quiet corner right now, Don. And I'm still distorted, but I can concentrate and hear you, but it's still distorted. I don't know why that is.
Well, I speak in a distorted way. Some call it parables. Others call it distorted.
I don't think it's your voice. I think it is something electronic. It sounds like electronic.
No
distortion.
Way.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. It sounds like how if somebody's talking and they're overloading a tape recorder or a recording device, that it's spiking into distortion and then turning you into a square wave.
That's got to be neat.
What's that?
I said that's got to be pretty cool.
Got to be pretty cool?
On your end.
I heard pretty cool, I think, but then I just didn't miss that last thing.
In your end.
I missed it.
Somewhere in there.
Well, okay.
That's all right.
I can't understand it. But,
Is it too loud? Am I too loud? Am I too loud for you? Is that better?
Talk now.
Is that better?
That's a little better, yeah.
That's a little better?
Yeah.
You just couldn't quite hear me, right?
Yeah. Oh.
Is that good? How's that?
I I think
you feel it there.
I think you were overloading the thing.
Well, now I've got the gain up even higher.
You know what? That's really good right now.
Oh, so I wasn't overloading it. I was putting enough juice into it.
You were what?
We do have a caller.
I was just about to hang up.
I'm here.
You're listening to the Dawn and Wind Show, and the toll-free number for U.S. is 877-876-5227.
Thank you. I always forget to
And those
give that
of
up.
You in Canada, 888-815-9756. Please call in. Dawn will be with you. Wind is rather disconnected.
Now, Don, who is that helping us?
But he is connected to the Raw.
Don,
yes.
Who's helping us, Don?
Who is this?
Who's helping us?
Who do you mean? An angel.
Who's giving your phone numbers out?
An angel.
Oh, yeah, I know. But do I know her?
How quick you forget, Wynn.
How
Wynn.
Quick he what, forgets his little Wynn. Angels.
Oh, my
that.
God, Wynn.
I know that.
You see why he never keeps a date?
This is why he's single.
That's the lady
right.
That was long.
It's the whole dealio. Right there. I'm telling you, this proves a fact I've been trying to express to him for a while.
And that is?
And is you going to keep being single? If you don't listen to the good-looking ones.
Wynn,
yeah?
You should be calling in from a landline. Your cell phone is just, I'm telling, I can hear you fine. But
yeah,
I've done recordings for
good.
You, and your cell phone is crap. So.
My cell phone is crap.
Yes.
He
still doesn't know who I am, does he, Don?
Probably not. You know.
I do know. I know that voice is very familiar.
It is a familiar voice, isn't it?
Well, I think it's... Is that Jara? No.
I was just about to say you should offer a copy of your book.
I should what?
Wow. Interest now. He almost heard me. Why don't you give her offer a copy of your book?
I have a copy.
Well, you didn't have to go ruin it. But in this case, I promise you I understand the exception. Hey, Wynn?
Yeah?
Are you still there?
I'm here.
Excellent, excellent. You're beginning to listen up, aren't you?
I'm straining to listen, but I'm still here.
Hey, at least that's a beginning.
Well,
you're well on your way now, my friend.
Don,
look out.
Now that I've handed
Wynn's
out your toll-free numbers, I should get off the line.
Well, I was having so much fun with you.
Oh,
and,
I know.
You know,
I always have fun with you.
This is Jara with Dream Path. And I pronounce it both ways, folks, you know, it's up to you, I think. She will go by both, Jara or Jara. Wynn, he gives it a whole new inflection nobody quite yet gets.
I said that was Jara. I said it was.
Exactly. And so, Dennis and his beautiful angel are the ones who I've been raving about earlier. Dream Path.
She did a wonderful interview with you and your brother.
And Doug, she just did it. It'll be up in the archives.
Oh.
And I got to tell you, it was just fantastic. I hope to have it up by tomorrow morning, actually. I do those manual, the pre-recorded ones. But it's just fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Doug, I love you. You know, you did such a great show that it made me cry.
We cried, too.
I cried.
Yeah.
I was emotional. I was...
You must look here.
I felt things that I hadn't felt in a while, because I've been so busy, as you know, even when hosts try to call me. And I've been doing the nitty-gritty for so long now and with so much that it hasn't left me much time, and it seems I'm giving more and more time over to the things that aren't important. And what's important to me is communicating with the hosts and everybody, and you know that your program just proves that. And then you called this morning and were going to talk to me, and I was so busy that I couldn't take the call. And I got to tell you, we're growing so fast, folks. We have three, and we'll have four full new employees already in the last 30 days. We've brought more people aboard. Things are just, we're very happy. And we love the listeners. We love the hosts. We love what we're doing. And we just hope to be able to do it with the very best heart conceivable. In other words, impeccable integrity with all the compassion and the wisdom that we can possibly give it. And so we're seeing those dreams unfold in another way, in this side of it, with BBS Radio and the network. And that's made us very joyful. Thank you, Jer.
Thank you.
We love you.
Hey, Don.
Should we go?
I couldn't hear you very well.
The word is love, Wynn.
Huh?
Love.
Love? Now, I want you to know, if I'm switching the subject, if I can deal with it, I am here.
Don't go anywhere. You guys got to share this with us for a bit.
Now, here is a
wonderful... We got to get Wynn here on board.
Here's a wonderful Greek fellow coming up and giving me a hug, who was at my workshop 2 weeks ago. We're on the air right now. Would you like to say hello to the world?
Sure, I'd like to.
Okay, now your name is?
Evangelos.
And Evangelos was, I met him at the Conscious Living Expo 2 weeks ago. And we're on the Don and Wynn Show, which is my Saturday show. Is Jar on the line, Don?
Yeah, tell him we'll give him free readings. We'll give him...
Sorry, I'm trying to understand, Don. A little muffled.
Don's always a little muffled on that end.
What you got out of it?
I am to share with everybody blessings and light to everyone what we got out of this experience so far. Wynn here is blessing us with his presence, and the two girls, the channels were here too. I saw them before. So this is an enlivened and enlightened session of kind kindred spirits, because we're so many people focused on one particular event that is coming, and we're also aware that this particular event is a window of opportunity and an ability for us to create consciousness of the highest.
So you want a reading or what?
By being of service to each other.
You want a reading? Would you like a reading?
So thank you for all the blessings we all bring to each other. And here is one more.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Hey.
That was beautiful. I wanted to give him a reading.
Don?
I felt it.
I think that man can channel. What do you think?
I think he can.
I don't think that came from his conscious mind.
No.
I think I put him on the spot.
No, that
came through.
Absolutely.
That's just a guy on the street.
Just
was that my workshop 2 weeks ago?
You know, I have something to say, and that is one person can change the world.
What's that?
One person can change the world.
One person can change the world?
Sure. Look at Bush. He's in a position. He could change things. There are many people.
You know who really changed the world? You know who really did it? Ralph Nader. When he ran, he changed the world, because we wouldn't have had Bush if it wasn't for Ralph Nader. You realize that? They are together right now, but they're okay. Yeah. Okay.
You sure they're okay? Are they together?
No. So, God, another dysfunctional Don and Wynn show.
Yeah, just another one of them dysfunctional Wynn and Don shows.
Highly dysfunctional. For those of you that are still with us, this is Wynn walking through the crowd of the 2012 conference.
Oh, by the way, folks, we were planning, I think Wynn was planning on interviewing Peter Lamas of LamasBeauty.com. That's what he told me all week, and he changed plans.
You can hear everybody.
Earlier this morning, because he felt it's very important.
And here's Kay.
We,
here's Kay. She's got a
I guess
smile
do this for
face.
A few minutes.
Guys.
Come on. So we're doing what he's doing. It's kind of like being.
Okay, would you like to say something to the world?
Or just being.
Come here. Okay, Don, we're on the Don and Wynn show now, and I never let tell anybody to listen to it because you have to discover it by accident. Okay? But you've discovered it because you've walked into me, and we're on the internet now broadcasting. This is dysfunctional radio at its best. And this is my co-host, Don Newsome. And this is Kay Shepherd. I shouldn't say her last name, but
you
know
I
should... 20 years. And we just bumped into her, and she were here at this conference, correct? And she happens to be a very old friend of Terry, for those of you who know who Terry is. So Kay is going to address the world right now as to how the 2012 conference impacted her. Here's Kay. Hang on.
Hello, world. There are so many different ways to approach this. It can be spiritual, mental, physical, but the point is to approach it in some way, to find a way that's your way, and approach what's coming, and approach the coming change that's happening in this world, to learn everything you can about it, but to find what you have to give to the world and go about giving it. And that's really all I have to say.
Well done. Don? Have you there, Don?
Are you there?
Yes, yes. Sorry. Hello?
One's left us with wind.
Yeah, hold on.
Don, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. I was just trying to plug...
Is Earth calling Don?
Yeah. Don has arrived. And we're putting somebody on with us.
Now, do you know this when
Don,
I hear
Don, can you hear us?
You know this when I hear
Don, can you hear us?
Hey, Don.
Just bear with me for a second there, my friend.
Don, do you notice when I hand the phone to people how amazingly deep they are, how loving they are? It blows me away. You know? This group is taking this very seriously. Do you realize that? Should I try someone else?
Hello.
Huh?
Hi, this is Don. How are you, Wynn?
Wynn? Wynn? Can you hear Don?
I don't think you're hearing me. This is Don.
Doug?
Don, in Ohio.
I just hooked up all the stations, so if you want to call in all the station lines, we can... You can call station 2 numbers, and I'll just plug everybody in together, and we can just really get off.
Scott in Ohio?
Yes, yes. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Scott with the mounds, right?
The guy with the what?
The mounds?
I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Is this Scott who I met...
This is the guy with the Evident Footprints show.
Is this the guy who I met in the lobby of the hotel?
No.
No, it's Don from Evident Footprints.
Okay. You're going to have to...
Evident Footprints.
Say that again?
Go ahead, Don.
Oh, you have a show. Right. We spoke a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm a little dysfunctional. I'm sitting in the middle of a crowd here, so it's hard for me to have a focused conversation.
I see.
I've kind of given up on that, but I'm just been walking around the crowd and letting people hear. This was actually quite a nice event.
I heard there were free books being given away, so I thought, well, this sounds like a pity party. Maybe I should call in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, I'm always glad for people to call in.
It was a pity party.
And
it still is.
Of course, I'm just kidding. You know that.
I'm just looking at the people here.
I wish I was.
I mean, there's a woman here that is filling up her guy right here on Vine Street. And
Is Jarrah still there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Do you have a camera with you?
Hang up, darling.
Pardon me? No, don't go anywhere. We got lots of lines open to us now.
Okay.
Are you taking pictures, Wynn?
No, I'm not taking pictures.
Okay.
Good. I'm going to try to go into an alcove here so I can maybe...
Is there anything around you
so
we should be concerned about, Wynn?
At least two women.
Say that again.
Is there anything around you that we should be concerned about?
Is there anyone around me that you should be concerned about?
Well, anything or anyone. I mean, are you...
No. Just hundreds of people that have just sat through this conference that are kind of like pondering away the significance of the period we're in right now and what it means.
So what are you wearing?
Pardon me?
What are you wearing?
What am I learning?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I am learning anything myself. I know that a lot of...
You're definitely a great teacher, though, aren't you?
Well, let me see.
Kinda.
The fellow Daniel Pinchbeck.
I mean, you're teaching a lot of people their things, right?
John Major Jenkins was here, and he was talking about...
Were you doing any of the teaching?
What?
You're one of the teachers there, right?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
You're not?
I'm just in the audience.
You're an innocent bystander?
I'm sorry, I missed it.
Innocent? Bystander? A pedestrian.
I'm a bystander. I wouldn't say innocent. That may be the wrong word to use, but I'm a bystander.
Right.
I'm an attendee.
Excellent, excellent.
I wanted to watch this. I wanted to see how they presented it. I wanted to see what people were talking about.
So how do you feel right now?
How do I feel right now?
Right now.
I feel the same as I did when I got here.
Jarrah, I think you're going to have to take her. I don't think the drugs are having any effect on him.
Well,
What do you think, Don?
It's hard to say. You know what? I hear Don. What Wynn was saying about your phone. You sound a bit like Darth Vader. I have that sound also in my phone.
Darth Vader.
So I understand he's struggling to hear.
You mean he was right?
Oh.
Yes, he sounds like Darth Vader's cousin, actually.
Darth Vader's cousin.
I mean, it's a bit of a struggle because it's so mushy, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Well, it definitely sounds compressed. And,
well, we got five lines. We got five lines going in right now, and I'm working, and that's
really
about...
There's about
11 pieces of equipment. It's all running through, cabling and everything else. It's kind of weird. I can do it. I just can't do it well without another operator. Yeah.
Well, Wynn, anyway, I wanted to call and let you know Michael St. Clair was on my show last night, and he had some very interesting things to say about 2012.
Who was on the show?
Michael St. Clair.
Michael St. Clair, okay. Don, am I... Don, right?
Yes.
Am I scheduled to be on your show?
I actually invited you, but you haven't accepted yet.
The last 7 weeks, I've been a little bit scattered, and it's coming together. So if you don't mind, email me, or I'll get your email from Don, and maybe we can firm up.
Well, why don't you just have his people or your people
call
his people?
Oh, I've already emailed you.
You know.
Say that again, Don.
Why don't you just tell him to have his people call your people?
Why don't you what?
Why don't you just have his people call your people and You know, that way it'll give you the time you need.
You mean the out-of-the-body people?
Yeah, well, you know. I don't know. You're not working with any new groups, are you?
You mean the interdimensional people you're talking about?
Are they people?
Well,
who are we talking about?
You use the word people, so I'm just reiterating you. I don't know if I would call them people. I would call them soul entities, energy units of consciousness, of awareness. Okay?
Excellent, excellent. So that's what you'd call them. Then that's what we'll call them.
Those of you who are still listening to the Donna Wynn Show, I want you to know we only have 9 minutes left, and probably within 6 minutes we'll be calling in the light. So we hope you'll stay to the bitter end. Or
for the clearing. Happy.
To the end, and this is Gwen Free. If you haven't read my book, you probably won't read it after listening to me on the Donna Wynn Show, but just in case you're so moved, please read it, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. It actually...
Well, you sound like not only do you have to promote yourself, but you sound like you're defeated.
I sound what?
I love you, man, but you sound defeated.
I sound what?
You know, in the feet of things.
I can't understand the word you're saying, Don. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
He said you sound
defeated. Only one word.
I sound what?
Defeated.
I sound
conceited.
Like
when you lose?
Conceited?
Defeated.
Conceited?
Seated.
No. Defeated.
Reseated?
D. D is in Don. E is in Edward. F is in Fred. E is in Edward. A is in Apple, T is in Tom, E is in Edward, D is in Don. Defeated.
I know you spelled it. I really appreciate that. But
this,
I couldn't read. By the time you got to the end
line.
Of the spelling, I couldn't remember what you, the beginning of the letter, so I couldn't put it all together. So I assume it was a compliment. If it was, thank you. And if it wasn't, it's okay. Thank you anyway.
This is What's My Line, the New Age version.
Hey,
I'm sorry. I didn't know how to do this show except do it the way I'm doing, which is sitting on the street here. Right now I'm sitting on an alley. I'm sitting on an alley at the theater, which is a very famous theater, the Ricardo Montalban Theater. I think it might have been the old Ed Sullivan Theater years and years ago. And on Hollywood and Vine, and at the 2012 conference with Daniel Pinchbeck is one of the keynote speakers, and John Major Jenkins, and let me see here, we only have, oh my God, we still have 7 minutes. What can we say for 7 minutes, Don? Don,
well,
Don, why don't you say something to the world, okay?
Me?
You have something to say to the world, Don?
Oh, my goodness. Well, if Winfrey would stand on the corner of Hollywood and Vine and hold a cup out, he'd probably make some money over the next 6 or 7 minutes.
Well, I could use it, you know. I could use it. In fact, you know, next time we do a show, I think I'm going to do that, Don. I'm going to say we're on the air. We're going to see how many people will give me a dollar. Would you like to give me a dollar for a chance to say hello to our internet audience? And that could be my new job.
I know that corner very well, too.
Hollywood and Vine?
Yes, I've been on that corner over a 10-and-a-half-year period every day.
I held
the cup out there myself a few times.
You have. I'll tell you the truth. I'm on Vine Street in between Hollywood and Sunset, okay? So... I'm about a block down from Vine. Are you familiar with that theater, the Ricardo Montalban Theater?
Oh, it looks marvelous.
Marvelous, darling.
Didn't that used to be the Ed Sullivan Theater?
Yeah, probably, I guess, yeah. The
Ed
the
Sullivan's
one with the
New
really
York.
Big shoe?
Well, maybe Ed Sullivan was in New York, though, come to think of it.
Yeah, the Ed Sullivan Theater was in New York.
Yeah.
He said, right here in our state...
Win, tune in.
Do I hear Jara still on there?
And live from New York, it's Saturday Night Live with
Oh, there's Dennis.
Who will win in lights, in tights, too, I might add.
Thanks,
well,
Dennis.
Well, Wynn, I don't want to steal all the thunder, so I'm going to sign
lights.
Off here. But
in light
yes,
tights.
You're invited to my show. So I'll send you an email.
Thank you. Please email me, and I would love to be on your show. I was thinking, I couldn't remember if I agreed, and I thought, oh, my God, this last 7 weeks has been a little scattered. I hope I didn't agree and then miss it or something. So I look forward to it.
That was his way of plugging himself to your on your show.
Don, I promise not to be as bad as I am on the Don and Win show.
Okay.
Just forget how I am on this show. This is
all right, God bless you all. And spread the love.
Okay, this show has got its own unique personality.
I think you market the fact to all your friends that this is such a bad show, you actually believe it.
Say that, Don.
Do you actually believe you're part of a bad show?
I didn't say it's a bad show. Absolutely not. I just said who I am
you
on this show.
You don't love your own show.
I said who I am on this show would be different than who I would be on the show with Don.
So you're just an imbecile on the Don and Win show only?
Say
or
that
is
again?
That just kind of something you do at all times?
Now, I would say that I have a unique personality on this show. It's a function of the uniqueness of this show.
I see. So the show defines you. Excellent. Now, well, now that we got that settled.
The show affects me, and so I have to come
not affects. Defines.
I have to come up with a way of being to be on the show.
Reactionary. I'm not going to let you get off with this one, Wynn.
Which
you're going to have to talk your way out of this one, my friend.
I can't hear you, Don.
I know. You never want to tune in when you should.
Dennis, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sitting here listening to the best show on BBS Radio, the Don and Win Show. And I just can't wait till the blessings come up because...
Me either! I've been waiting for them since it started.
Hey, Don, there we had a testimonial, the best show on BBS. You better put it on our page.
Okay, Master. It shall be done.
Dennis, we are about to call in the light.
All right.
Is that okay with you, Don?
Absolutely.
All right. And, this is where we become serious for a moment, and this is kind of a group intention where we, all of us listening, all of us on the line and all of us listening, create a group intention, and we ask those positive sources in other realms to join with us, and it's kind of a planetary healing and also a personal healing. For those of you that want to take the energies in. So Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the Hunavku through our bodies and into the center of the earth. And we now, those of us who free willingly choose, participate in the creation of a group energy in the parts of all of us that exist outside of this timeline where we can actually combine in another dimension. And we invite those group energies to a service to others combine with us, to blend with us, to create a huge group energy, and we'd like to send this energy right now around our planet, letting it find all the weak places, all the dark spots. We'd like to send it for you who are listening to bring that energy into yourself and hold it in your own environment, and imagine it just anchoring to the center of the earth. And hold that space for 5 seconds. See the energy coming through your head, all combined, into the earth. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And on that note, Dennis, is there anything you'd like to put in the light?
Feels very good, Wynn. It feels very good.
Thank you. Don?
All right. Well, thank you very much, Wynn. Appreciate it.
Let's send the light to your mother. I didn't include that. So let's just send the light
to your mother. That's what I was going to do. I'd like to send it to my mother and my brother. Thank you very much.
Brother.
And to all our listeners, absolutely.
Thank you all for listening. And maybe we'll see you next week if we haven't driven you off.
Folks, stick around. Up next, of course, is a Zany Mystic Fireside Chat. Don't go away. It's one of our best programs. Certainly better than what you just heard, so stick around.
Love you.